Good evening, my dear brothers, sisters, and friends. Today is October 31st. You're supposed to go out for candies because today is Halloween day. Ở đây có Halloween không? Có đi xin kẹo không? Thôi bây giờ mình ngồi đây lát cũng có kẹo. I'm very happy to be here with many of you this evening. This is my first time that I visit Australia. I'm very touched with the practice and many members. Even though I just here, this is my second day. But I was very warm welcomed by many of you. Especially this evening, I have a chance to meet all and many of you. And I recognize that many young people, you are here this evening. Maybe you follow your parents to stay here. So I would like to take this time to share with you a few things in the Buddhist practice. The temple that you are attending here today, named Quang Minh. Quang Minh means the bright light. Quang is the light of the sun. Minh is the light of the moon. The sun and the moon always give us a lot of brightness. The light of the sun, the light of the moon, always give us a lot of support. Without the sun, without the moon, we are unable to survive. The sun symbolizes for your daily practice. The moon symbolizes for your night practice. Where there is darkness, but if the moon appears, you can see the path, you can see the way. If there is a darkness, if the light is coming, the darkness will disappear. So then why we need to go to temple? And what does the temple mean in the Buddhist practice? When you come to the temple, try to remember, you are not coming to a place where you only worshiping. You are not come here only for worship. But more than that, you are coming here in order to purify your speech, your mind, and your body. In other words, your action. Because every day we need to act, we need to talk, and we need to think. But when we come to the temple, it means we try to come closer to the good and try to avoid the bad. It is reality. For instance, today is Saturday. If you are not coming here tonight, you may go out with your friend. You go to the bar, the club. You spend money. You waste your night. And what you receive? Just a happy moment, but nothing you can learn and benefit you yourself. So, but when you come here, at least you save your money. You save your time, and you have learned something good. So in the Buddhist defined definition for the word temple means the place where you come close to the good and you move away from the bad. And that is the meaning of the temple. So every Sunday when you come to temple, that means you come to the good. You detach from the bad. When we have, if you are Vietnamese, you're born in a Vietnamese family. Every time when you get sick, Some of you will have cạo gió by your parents. Cạo gió, English translation, spoon massage. You take away the wind. That means the sickness was in you, you try to take it out of your body. You need to get back. You need to get well as soon as possible. Is that correct? We don't want to be sick. We need to take medication. We need to do spoon massage. We need to use oil in order to get well as soon as possible. Then remember, in us, there are many negatives that need to take out as soon as possible. The same as when we get flu, cold, we want to get well right away. I don't know the way I speak English, you understand or not. Because I speak American English. I speak Canadian English. So therefore, remember, when you see people worshiping, bowing, doing prayers, they are not waste. They try to purify their body, their speech, their mind by chanting, by bowing. Not waste. Instead of, if we do not use this hall as the main hall to worship, maybe there is a place as big as this place they use for dancing. So you still get lots of tire, but after that, nothing benefits. But this place become a worship place, become the place where you can learn things, give you lots of benefits. So Wang means the practice from your body. Min means the practice from your mind. Your body try to avoid from killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. Your speech try to avoid from false speech. We need to learn loving speech in order to give our loved one happiness. Everything you do, usually we have the very fast react habit. Anything we do not like, we dislike, we just react. But after the fast react, what happened? Lot of mistake. Lot of destruction. Lot of collapse. Then we learn to sit down and reflect how we have done. And that is the word min. Min means try to calm yourself to reflect. When once you have reflecting, next morning you will do better. So at night, before you go to bed, use the word min. I need to calm myself down to reflect. If you realize today you did not use your day right, you have done something wrong, tomorrow you use the word wang. So every day you need to use these two words every day, wang and min, min and wang. I would like to share with you the practice. So when you come to every single temple, there is a meaning. But today, my first talk in the Wang Min Temple, and I would like to define and share with you the meaning of the word Wang Min. What is Wang and what is Min? If we able to behave, if we able to react in such a way that we able to bring happiness to others, you have practiced the word Wang. Every time when you deal with your difficulties, use your time to reflect why my problems happen. We need to sit down and try to solve the problem. by meditating, by reflecting. Many is the wisdom. Wang also the wisdom. But after you have the wisdom from your body, the wisdom from your mind. Are you clear now? So next time when you something happened to you, use these two terms. You have the solution. Thank you for your listening. Good evening, my friends, brothers and sisters. This evening, I have another opportunity to see you guys again. And before I speak Vietnamese, I would like to share with you briefly around 5 to 10 minutes. When you are coming to the Vietnamese temple, usually you will meet the first Buddha statue you will see. It's the Wanam Bodhak, it's the white lady Buddha standing right in front of the temple. And her hand, her right hand, making this kind of signal. And on her left hand, she hold a holy water jar. Have you ever seen that statue in front of the temple? And why Vietnamese temple always have that statue in front of the temple? That means because the Bodhisattva Quan Âm symbolized for loving kindness. And one of the things that you're able to cultivate and try to live with it is your loving kindness. Loving kindness is like the water, to water for the plants, for the trees. Life needs a lot of love. If we have no love, if we have no loving kindness, no compassionate, life will be very dry. Do you agree? Because the tree without water, the tree cannot survive. Life without love, life will be meaningless. And lot of people cannot survive. Lot of people cannot continue to live. Lot of people cannot overcome their suffering, their struggling. So if you have love for someone, if you have care for someone, and that is the nutrition that you can help for them to continue to live. In our daily life, we have lot of suffering. Lot of people suffering. They're suffering because of their family situation. Sometimes they cannot understand each other. There are a lot of misunderstanding. Some people, they suffer because of their financial situation. Sometimes people suffering because of their relationship. So therefore, we have many different kinds, many different types of suffering. So that's why we need people to understand our suffering in order to support us. And sometimes we need to learn to understand the suffering of others in order to give them the right support. As a medical doctor, the doctor needs to know what's wrong with our physical body in order to give us the right medication. Each of us, we can become a medical doctor without any degree. But the only thing that you learned is the understanding and the love. And if you have this in your hand, in you, you will become a very good doctor. Because you will know what's wrong with your friends, with your brother, your sister, so you can give them the right support. The mudra, this is what we call in Pali, in Sanskrit, mudra. Mudra means the seal. The seal means you are informed. This is the right. This is the very, your confirmation on something. For example, if I offer you a piece of cake, and I will ask you, how is the cake? Instead of saying, very good, very tasty, very delicious, all you need to do is doing this. And I will know that you like it. Is that true? So sometimes in life we have different type of signals. You want to say something good, you do this. But you like to want to say something bad, you do this. Sometimes we don't need to say anything much. If there is a place where it's noisy, lot of noise, lot of loud, we don't have to say, hey, everybody, keep quiet. All we need to do is do like this. People know that we are inviting them to keep silence. So therefore, why the Buddha have different type of mudra in their hands? What is the seal symbolized for? We are confirming something. So the Bodhisattva Wang Am, this is how she do it. This is the mudra of love. Yes, I'm here for you. And you have to be here for me. You have to be there for your loved one in order to listen to their suffering and in order to give them the right medication. And the medication is the holy water. Because water can cleanse, can clean. When people suffer, they need your help. Your presence, your support, your help, your words are all different types of medication. So when you enter the temple, the first thing you need to cultivate is loving kindness. So Wang Am stand right in front of the temple. Because the temple is like a hospital where a lot of patients will come and need help. And remember, when you go to temple, do not expect doctors and nurses more than patients. When you go to the hospital, a lot of patients, doctors and nurses, only few, only some. Patients are always more than doctors and nurses. Same thing. When you walk around, you're in touch with people. Do not expect people to be good 100%. But if they are not that good, why don't you try to be good in order to help them? In order to be a good role model for them to learn and transform? Because you are the beautiful mirror, so people can reflect from you. This afternoon, I have a chance to talk with some young people. And I told them, if we recognize the place where we come, a lot of people are not that good, then not because of that, then we influenced by them. We affect by them. But we have to do something opposite in order to help them transform, in order to help them to see the truth. And I gave an example. If this hall is full of garbage, and you also hold a piece of garbage and you say, oh, because this hall is full of garbage, so I will throw another one in. And that doesn't work. And the good intent is, even this hall is full of garbage, but I will not throw another piece of garbage in my hand. I will try to throw this away in the garbage bin. Every single person of us, if we know how to cultivate and try to do whatever we can for life, for the society, it helps. My single voice cannot do anything, but that doesn't mean Because I cannot do anything, then I won't do anything. You say you cannot do anything, that is your misunderstanding. Yes, you have done something. And I always remind, we come from nothing. One day, we will go back to nothing. Before we become nothing, let's do something. So what is Buddhism? Buddhism is not a religion. Buddhism is the way of life. Buddhism is the education to educate us, to help ourselves to live a better life. We all live, but how to live? Buddhism will offer us the art of living. We all eat, but we need to learn the art of eating. We eat in such a way that we can help the others to survive. We eat in such a way that we can keep our loving kindness and also to keep our compassion alive and keep ourselves a healthy body. We all spend money. But how to spend money? So our spending can bring something benefit. We all need an iPhone. But how to use it and when to use it? If it's time to turn off, let's turn off. Technology is trying to help us, not to turn us to become the servants of technology. Once we become the servant of technology, that means we are losing ourselves. Buddhism offers us the mindful living. So that's why, beginning of today, this evening, I invite you to sit, to follow your breath, to calm your body, and to calm your mind. Once your body is calm, once your mind is calm, you're able to clear. Once you clear, you're able to do something meaningful for yourself, for your loved one, and for the society. We all talk every day. But mindfulness will help us how to talk. Talk in such a way to make people feel comfortable with our words. Because once your mind is not comfortable, of course, your words are mean, not love. So remember, everything is come from your heart. Everything comes from your mind. So what is Buddhism turn and try to help us? Cleanse the mind. When the mind is clean, our words will be clean. Our action will be clean. When our body gets dirty, we need to take shower. After the shower, sometimes we need to use something like smell to spray, to make us, you know, smell good. If we know how to make the body smell good, not enough. Try to make your heart, your words, your heart, your mind. Why monks have to shave their head? To save shampoo? The monks shave their head symbolize that they save the afflictions, the ignorance. That is only the significance of shaving the head. But we need to save the ignorance deeply inside of us. We need to transform from the base. That's why when you come back to reflect, why I suffer? You solve the problem right at the root, not on the top of the tree. So when you water from the root. So once the root can take the water, the tree can grow strong, big, and fast. So that's why Buddhism invites everyone to come back to ourselves, to take good care for ourselves. That is not jealous, but that is the way to help you first and others. Jealousy, selfish, that means you don't care for anyone. But Buddhism is not the way of selfish. We take care for us, then we also learn to take care for others. If you are traveling, you go to the, once you sit down, before the airplane takes off, the flight attendant will show us how to put the mask when there is problem. Put the mask for ourselves before we put the mask on the next person. That is Buddhism. You are not only to live for yourself, but you live also for the sake of others. So remember, once you get angry, you speak up. But not just to release your suffering, to your anger, but you need to be careful to reflect, is this kind of words will help the problem? Or that this will make the problem wider, more major? That's the problem. And that is the practice. Buddhism practice doesn't mean to wait. One day you can become the Buddha. So you can walk on the fire, you can walk on the water to show your magic, to show your power. But you practice Buddhism is to become a mindful person. What is mindful? Mindful on your actions. Mindful on your words. Mindful on the way you think. Once you can mindful on your thinking, your action, and your words, you already a Buddha that you're able to help lots of people around you. Do not think Buddhism is a religion. Religion cannot do anything. Only education to educate us, to train us, to transform us. The Buddha spent his life to find a way to help us to transform suffering. Not for us to come to him, to worship him, to respect him, that's it. We respect the Buddha. We take his words. We apply his words into our daily life. And that is the meaning of the fruits on the altar. The fruit symbolizes for the result, the benefit that you have done, and you vow to offer to others. Don't think that the Buddha eat that much fruit. He was the prince. He cannot renounce his whole life in order to waiting for our fruits. But the fruit symbolizes for the result of your practice. You want to offer. That's why you bring to the Buddha. That is offering. If you have done something good, try to offer that to life. Every day, we need to offer. Sometimes you are very humble. You try to help your friend. What do you say in a very beautiful way? May I offer my help? You know your friend needs help. But instead of saying, hey, you need help? But in a very simple and humble way, can I offer my help? Live is only not only to take, but the beautiful of living is to give. I have realized the owner of this happy reception hall. He offered this 2 nights for us for free. He doesn't charge. Because this place is not being used, so he offered the place. So we use to give talks. That is beautiful. So if you have something to give, you see people happy with your giving, you're happy a lot. That's why when you go to temple, sometimes you look at the donation box. And the Vietnamese word they put on there, tùy hỷ. Tùy hỷ means happy along with what people do. You don't have anything to give, but if you see someone is giving, happy along with their offering, their donation. That's good enough. You cannot help, but if you see other people help, try to be happy with what others try. So because today I recognize many of you still not going to school, and you are very kind, you offer your presence for Thai. Some of you are not, will not understand Vietnamese much, but you are very kind. You just sit there so Thai feel comfortable to talk. So I would like to offer you my small sharing. And I hope that from now until the day I leave, if some of you are able to come, I will offer you some of my practice. And I will have another talk with you, all in English. Will be on Saturday, November 21st at 2 p.m. So I would like to invite you and also to invite your friends, your brothers, your sisters. So we will have one evening together. When you come, do not think that Thầy will give you a lecture. Just feel that you come to your senior brother so we can sit down and share. Whatever you want to know, I will try my best to share with you. Thank you so much for your listening.
Good evening, my dear brothers, sisters, and friends. Today is November the 3rd, 2015. I have a chance to visit Melbourne, and also a chance to visit this temple, Hoàng Pháp Temple. And I would like to take this first 10 minutes to share with you how to practice the Dharma. Because when you go to the this temple, and this temple named Hoàng Pháp, Hoàng means you have the responsibility to spread out widely the teachings of the Buddha. Pháp doesn't mean friends. Pháp means the teachings of the Buddha. Dharma. Dharma is the original word from Pali, from Sanskrit. Dharma means the teachings of the Buddha. In Vietnamese, we used to say Pháp. That's why when you take the three refugees, you take refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Dharma means the teachings of the Buddha. And because we benefit from the teachings of the Buddha, and each of us, we have the responsibility to bring the teachings of the Buddha to spread out as much as we can. Each of us, you don't have to wait until you ordain as a monk, but we need to live and practice in such a way that we're able to bring the teachings of the Buddha widely reality in our daily life to everyone that we have a chance to meet. Let's say if you go to your school, your friends will ask you, what is your faith? And you will say, I am Buddhism. And they will think, oh, Buddhism is a religion. Buddhism has a Buddha. And what else? Oh, I just bow the Buddha. That's it. That's not enough. Our faith, our belief, but not, we do not stop right there. But we have to practice in such a way to make our faith stronger and solid. And what is that? Transform yourself. Transform your negatives. In other words, correct your mistakes. When you're able to correct your mistake, and you also cultivate the goodness, people will recognize it, will benefit and affect from you. So how to give talk? How to give, how to spread out the Dharma? Try to practice 5 things. Between human and human, we try not to hurt each other. We do not hurt each other by the way we behave, by the way we talk. That's 2 things. Usually every day, how we communication, we keep the communication based on the conversation. And we need to be very careful with all the words we use. Because words can make people happy, words can make people suffering. Therefore, each of us, we have the responsibility to bring the teachings of the Buddha widely to everyone. And how to do it? Live the life meaningful. Try to avoid bad things. Try to do good things and purify the way you think. If you look at the statue here on right on the my right hand side, and this Bodhisattva sits on the white elephant with the 6 tusks. Why 6? Why usually you see the elephants only have 2 tusks? But how come this elephant has 6? The 6 tusks symbolize for the 6 practices that you're able to cultivate to help the others. Keep the rule. If you are driving, you have the rules to drive. If you live in this country, there are rules to obey. If you go to school, there are rules in school that you must follow. So every single place where you go, there are rules and disciplines you need to follow. And if you're able to follow the rules, the regulations, you keep safety for everyone, for yourself, and you don't have to declare, I'm helping others. But the way you keep the rules is already helping the others. That is the first thing we need to practice. Second thing we need to practice is to be patient. One of the secrets to success for your study, for your career, for your life is to be patient. Without patience, you cannot do anything. And what does patience mean? To accept and to help. When you have a very hard person to deal with, try your best to deal. And that's called patience. Let's say when you want to cross the traffic light, when you see the yellow light already turned on, or the other hand, the other side, they have the hand to stop you like this, do not try to overcross. That may cause the accident. So stop by, stand, wait for another light. There's no rush. Sometimes just because a minute, a second of rushing, without patience,
You may be die. You may be cause lots of problems. Sometimes if you're able to keep yourself, calm your anger, just for one situation, for another, for 1 minute, you save a lot of environment in your family, a lot of breaking in your communication. Keeping the rules, to be patient. What else you can take? You can practice. Giving. Yesterday, we present a gift to the happy reception owner. And in that picture, in that portrait, there is the word, living is to give, it's not only to take. You will be very happy to give, and you will see how happy when people give, when people receive. At first, you think there's nothing to be happy of giving. But if you meet someone who needs your help, and you're able to help them, you're able to give, you will see their joyful, their happiness, and you're happy along. Why you can give? Because you have extra, that's why you can give. And remember, the more you give, the more you receive. This is the law. That's why when you bow to Buddha, when your head totally touched on the earth, open your hands. Open your hands, because opening your hands symbolizes for you open your heart. You open your heart and you're willing to give. You're willing to spread, to express, and you will receive. And also you need to be very mindful every day on your daily life. What is mindful mean? Thinking carefully before you do something. Let's say if your friends encourage you, insist you to smoke, and you know smoking will cause sickness, you're able to refuse right away. You don't have to worry, people will laugh at you. Your friends will laugh at you. Their laughing will not affect, because we know clearly smoking will not cause any healthy. When you refuse to do something, because you have reflecting carefully, is this the right thing to do or not? Let's say when you go to the, when you are driving, and you see there is a traffic light, right? What will happen when you stop? You stop on the red light. You continue to go on the green light. And you slow down on the yellow light. That's why they call traffic lights. Our daily life, we need to have the traffic lights. Sometimes we need to go, sometimes we need to stop, sometimes we need to slow down in order to balance everything in our daily life. Right on the street, right at the traffic lights, you already can meet Buddhism. You already, when you, your friend will say, go, go, it's yellow, you can go. No, 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 slow down. You give them a Dhamma talk right away. Why you need to rush? It's already tell us, slow down. Sometimes you need to stop everything in order to rest and relax. At night, you like to turn off the lights. Lay on bed firmly and sleep well. Then why don't we learn sometimes to shut off everything and rest? Someday you need to turn off your cell phone to have a good rest. You don't have to sit with your cell phone every single minute. Sometimes you don't have to text your friend every single minute. Let them have some time to free, the same as they allow you some time to be free. Technology only to serve us, not to train us to become their servants. If you're able to do that, you are mindful on technology. You are mindful on your body, your health, and your life. That's called meditation. Meditation means you're able to stop and reflect carefully what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to talk, to say. If you realize it's already correct, it's right, try your best to do it. We call diligence. Do not be lazy, because lazy will not bring you to anywhere. Only for people who are diligently move on in their life. And of course, the last one is insight or wisdom. That's why on the other side, you have another Bodhisattva sit on the blue lion. Blue symbolizes for strong and courage. White symbolizes for clear tranquility. The six tusks of the elephant symbolize for the six practices which I just shared. Giving, patience, following the rules, meditation, diligence, and wisdom. And why we use strong animals symbolize for your encouragement. Never renounce, never refuse, but always try your best to move on. If you're unable to continue, you can use the stick just to stay there and rest. When you are okay, you can move on. You go to Hoằng Pháp Temple. That means every one of us, we have to have the responsibility to bring the teachings of the Buddha to in touch everyone's heart by the way we live, by the way we talk, and by the way we think. Is that clear? Thank you so much for your listening. So now you have to know that this kind of job is not only the monks, but we all have a job to do. So brothers and sisters, friends, before I start the talk in Vietnamese, I would like to ask your permission to give Thầy about 10 to 15 minutes. I will share with you briefly the practice in English. Is that okay for you? Okay. Good evening, my dear brothers, sisters, and friends. Today is Wednesday, November the 4th, 2015. This is my first time I have a chance to visit Australia. Even though many times the Buddhist member in Australia has invited, but I am unable to make arrange my time. And this is my first time to visit Australia, and that's very touched. I'm very, very warm welcome by many of you here, especially every talk that I give, usually even in the weekdays, but there are many people here to visit and give me a chance to share my practice with all of you. When you practice Buddhism, I always remind that we need to understand the way to practice, because life is an art. Everything we do is an art. For example, we arrange the flower. We need to learn the art how to arrange the flower. When we decorate a house, we also need to learn the art so the house looks nice and beautiful. In our daily life, we always have people around for us to in touch. And we have to learn the art how to be together as a community. Because in Buddhist, the word community in Pali called Sangha. Sangha means the community that practice according to the teachings of the Buddha. So your family is also a community. Yourself is also a community. Let's say if your whole body system, they cooperate, then what happened to your body? You feel good, you feel healthy. So if one of your body system gets sick, so that means your whole body also sick. So if you reflect deeply, and in your body, you also have a community. Your lung, your kidney, everything, they need to be together in harmony. And then if one of the body is not, one of the body system is not well, one of the body part is not well, then you have to find the right way to treat, to make sure that body part get well, so they can work together in harmony and keep you survive, keep you live, keep you healthy. Then you reflect and you realize your body is a community. Your family is a community. And larger, you go to school, you go to work, you go to anywhere that get together as a group, we always call the community. And what are the aspects? What is the practice to make our community stronger, healthier each day? Or I can say, last longer. The first thing we need to cultivate is loving kindness. The second thing we cultivate is understanding. Because life needs love. But we have to know how to love. Otherwise, the more we love, the more we hurt the one we love, because we do not know how to love. We do not know how to make that person and happy with our love. So what is the Buddhist practice here? The mindfulness, the art of love. We have to love in such a way that we make that person feel comfortable. Sometimes I know you don't feel comfortable with your mom's love because you feel that she overcare. Sometimes you feel your dad overcare. Because your mom and dad, they have trained as an Asian parent. They want to care and love for their children completely 100%. Even your meal, your sleep time, your school, your work, everything. They want to take good care for you because they feel that you are their diamond. Vietnamese used to say cục cưng. The only way to translate cục cưng is diamond. You are my diamond. Cục vàng của mẹ. When you step into the Vietnamese temple, you will see we have the great bell. We also have the great drum. The drum symbolizes for understanding. The bell symbolizes for love. Every time when we have a big celebration, we used to play the drum and the bell together. That means we want to invite the idea of love, of understanding, fully, and touch everyone's heart. Because this life, we always need love and understanding. If you understand your friend enough, you're able to make your friend happy with your treatment, with the way you behave. Sometimes, your friend very difficult to deal, to talk. But how come you still can make friends with that person? Because you understand he has a very negative background. And if you really love him, you really think him your friend, you will try your best to help that person to transform. And how to help the person to transform? And the first thing we need to learn is to accept that person. Once you accept, you will try your best to help. In Buddhist practice, we do not refuse anyone. We do not push anyone around. We do not push anyone away from us. But we try to embrace. We try to help. And the only way to help is to accept who he was, accept who she was, in order to help that person to change and to transform. For instance, if you know this beautiful flower here, now look beautiful, very fresh, very beautiful. 2 more weeks or another week, this flower will be dying. And what do? We bring these flowers into the compost. And we will make this flower, instead of garbage, we will transform this flower into compost. And because we know compost is a good nutrition for our trees, for plants. So if we are wise, we can transform from the bad to a better way to use it. This is how Buddhists practice. We learn to love and we learn to help. And first, we need to accept. If you think you have love, you have a hot temper, and you accept that you have a hot temper, then you will learn the way how to make your hot temper to calm. So when you come to the Buddhist, when you come to temple, don't think that you come here to worship the Buddha, to ask the Buddha for blessing. But more than ever, you receive the message of the Buddha. And the message of the Buddha is like a medication to help you to heal and to cure your pain, your wounds. Every one of us, we sit here, each of us, we have our own problems. In every single family here, at least we have a single problem. Then if everyone make us have done something wrong, we try to throw that person away, we try to push that person away, we never help anyone. We are unable to make anything possible. The way we learn here is understanding and love. So when you come to the temple, you see the great drum, you see the great bell, and you know this is the bell of love, the drum of understanding. And I vow to learn how to apply love and understanding together in my daily life. You love yourself, you love others. The plants need water. Trees need water. Humans need love. Then we have to learn how to love. Love in such a way that we're able to make that person happy along with our love. Sometimes you do not need to express something very great, major. Something very simple, very small. Your greeting. A cup of tea. You see that person step on the bus. Look like she is very sick. Or he is old. He needs a seat. You stand up. You ask that person to sit. That already shows your love. What makes you can stand up? Your understanding. He is sick. He is senior. He needs a seat. Once your understanding arises, your love also arises. I used to practice by myself. I have the eyes to see, the ear to hear, and the heart to feel. So when you see something wrong, your heart tells you, he needs help. When you hear something wrong, you already know they need love, they need help. And what do you do right away? Your hand will come to comfort that person. That's why when you go to the temple, sometimes you see Wangam Bodhak, Avalokiteshvara, with 1,000 hands, with 1,000 eyes. That is not stranger. Sometimes you see, that's strange. I cannot believe a person with 1,000 hands, with 1,000 eyes. That is only a symbol. Eyes symbolize for understanding. Hands symbolize for love. Because you're understanding thousands of situations, that's why you're able to put your help into thousands of situations. So from now on, if you see many hands, many eyes, or any image of the Buddha, and you know this is only a symbol. Because in Buddhism, we used to use things to symbol for our practice. For example, the flag, also a symbol of a country. So when we salute to the flag, doesn't mean we salute to a piece of fabric, but we salute to the spirit of the country, symbolized by a piece of fabric, what we call the nation flag. Only love can heal. Only love can solve problems. Only understanding can bring us together. Only understanding can solve problems. Divorce is not the way to solve problems. Throw that person away is not the way to solve problems. But we need to find time to sit down and find out why we cause problems. And once you understand why, you will know what to do with that. Exactly when you do homework, when you act wrong, your answer will be wrong. Sometimes you saw a problem in your school, on your math, and that's supposed to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. And the very first step, you act wrong. That's why the whole problem that you solve, the answer will be wrong. And you will receive an X from your school, from your teacher. Do not just leave it like that. Bring that problem home, sit down, and go back to the very first, the very beginning. Redo your problem, and you will find just one small mistake. That's why you get this answer wrong. This is supposed to be subtract, you add. Or sometimes you add wrong. That's why the whole problem will be wrong. Practicing Buddhism is the time, a chance for us to come back to reflect. What is my problem here? What do I really need? So when you have problem with your parents, don't just keep silent. You need to speak up to tell them. But of course, you will find a way to talk to them in such a way that they're able to sit down and listen to you. And if your parents are Buddhist, they also will learn to sit attentively to listening to you. If they really love you, they will sit down and listen to your problems. Remember, keep this in your mind. Parents never hate the children. Parents never do anything to hurt the children. Just sometimes, they really love, they want to express their love, they want to help you, but they do not know how. Then there is no way that you keep silence your problem, and you find another negative way to solve your problem, like commit suicide, or throw your life in the club, throw your life in drugs, throw your life in alcohol. That is not the way to solve the problems. it only damages your body, your mind, your life, your future. And that will be the way to hurt your parents much. So why the Buddha sit meditation? And we sit in front of the Buddha, we say, Buddha, I suffer, I need help. And just pretend your parents are your Buddha. Sometimes you need to come to your Buddha and share your problems. They will sit attentively, mindfully, and listen to you. We do not speak up. People cannot understand us. They cannot understand us. They cannot love us. They cannot justify us. So today, I would like to share with you the practice here is love and understanding. Thank you for your listening. Thank you for your time. And allow me to share with you briefly in the practice. If you have any more questions to ask, you're welcome to write your question down. You can email directly to Thai, or you can give your question to me, and I will use your question to share with you while I'm here in Australia for 3 weeks. And I will try my best to answer your problems. Because to me, everywhere I go, if I see young people, I feel that you are my brothers, you are my sisters. Do not treat me like a Buddhist monk. Just think that I am your senior brother. And I'm willing to listen to you. Thank you. Good evening, my young friends. Today is Friday, November the 6th, 2015. I have another opportunity to share with you briefly some practice. Time flies fast. I was here a week already. Today I would like to share with you few things that the Buddha taught us that we try to cultivate each day. In our daily life, we all need We all have the desire to live. We always want to have a happy life. We never want anything wrong happen to us. And if we wish, we do have that kind of wish, it's nothing wrong. Because life, one of the beauty, one of the things that help us to continue to live, that is hope and wish. We all have the right to wish, but what can we do in order to make our wish, our dream come true? Once we learn that the environment in our society now is very bad, we learn that we do have a bad environment, then we have to be very careful to cultivate the insight, the wisdom, the understanding, the mindfulness, to live in such a way so we will not influence or affect by the bad environment. The Buddha always advised us to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness means your awareness, your understanding. What are you doing? And how to do things to make your life better. So if you do have the power of mindfulness, and that power will bring you to many others' happiness. Let's say if we have mindfulness on our daily conversation, and what happened? We may bring many happiness to others. And mindfulness is the source of everything. Before we eat, we must be very mindful. What can we take so that can help our body healthy and survive? I travel a lot, and I don't have enough time to rest. Sometimes my meals are not on time. And I know that once I turn 40, my health is not as good as 30 or 35. Then I must know exactly what's wrong with my physical body in order to help my body to in a good state so I can continue to do something that I want to. If I want to continue my travel, I want to continue my wish that I can bring the teachings of the Buddha to many of you, that I have to be mindful on my physical body in order to give my physical body the right treatment. So mindfulness will help us to understand what do we need. If we need only what we need, if we want only what we need, then that will not call desire. But we are mindful on desire. But if we need something that over, that we're supposed to need, or we're supposed to take, or we're able to take, then that means we damage our health, and that's called desire. So the power of our daily life is mindfulness and concentration. What does concentration mean? Concentration means when you're able to calm yourself down. Learn to be calm. Do not too fast react. Because the more we fast react, the more we can cause problem, mistakes. Sometimes we look at the problem at school when we have homework, and we are not very careful to look at it, we may add wrong, or subtract wrong, or multiple wrong, or divide wrong. Then we will have the wrong answer. So therefore, concentration is very needed. Something happened, slow down. Mindfulness will help us, concentration will help us to slow down. But we do know when we need to be fast. So meditation means when you're able to understand what you need and how to do it, when to practice. Let's say as a monk, we are not supposed to run. We need to walk. Walk firmly, walk peacefully. But if I'm late for my flight, then I have to run. So I'm running, but running with mindfulness. I know why I'm running. So that's why we have the verse when we are driving or when you turn on your computer. The gatha, the verse for you to use when you're using the computer. Turn on my computer. My consciousness contact with the storage consciousness. I have to be very careful. Many seeds, many negatives, many positives stay in our storage. You can call the storage of your mind. You never meet Thầy Pháp Hòa before, so you don't have me in your storage of your mind, in your memory. So after today, you met me. So from now on, if somebody says Thầy Pháp Hòa, you go back to your memory, you bring Thầy Pháp Hòa out. So Thầy Pháp Hòa now stay in your memory. Stay in your storage. Our memory is the storage. Our mind, every day they come to select what can we take out. So therefore every day we need to select good things. Try to focus the good things in order to bring good things into your storage, into your memory. We always have a memory stick now. If we want something, we just give it, we save it in that tiny stick, but very powerful. Lot of information in there. Anywhere we travel, if we need information, just put that in. And we can bring out information. Same thing. Every day, we need to look around and to search for good things to select. If we are wise, if we are mindful, there are so many good things around us for us to learn. So therefore, you will see life is beautiful. Life is not something that we should hate. Life is full of suffering, but also life is full of happiness. And the Buddha's advice that and give us the teaching is learn to be mindful, to select the happiness. We know suffering. We don't refuse suffering. We don't run away from suffering. But we learn how to deal and help our suffering. And that is the practice. Once a year or once a while, you find psychics to look at your palms and tell what happened to you in the future. Instead of that, why don't we live mindfully? And that will cultivate and continue happiness. So mindfulness, concentration, and what else we cultivate? The truth. Live with your truth. Live with your honest. The truth is like water. We can drink tea, coffee, Coke, whatever drink. But we always need the bottle of water. So same thing. Water is like our honesty, our truth. Recognize the truth. Live with your truth. We have the truth in us. So that's why we can recognize the truth around us. And once we treat people with our honest, our truth, they will transform. They may come to us with their wrong ideal. But if we come to them with our honesty, our truth, we may help them to transform. And that is the power of the truth. We do not try to use any power to bully anyone, to bully anyone. Just use your truth, your mindfulness, your concentration, and your loving kindness. Those four will become the power for you to live happily and to help others strongly. It's the magic. So sometimes people ask, what is the miracle? What is the secret that we can make people love us? What is the secret that we can make people feel comfortable when they come to us? Live with your truth. Treat people with your loving kindness. We don't have to pretend. But we live truthfully as who we are. But very powerful. Once you have loving kindness will guide you to live and to treat people wholeheartedly. And once you can live with people wholeheartedly, people will return. And this is what the law. What's go around is come around. What's come around is go around. So today, I would like to share with you briefly the secret of living. Be honest, that's called truth. Be mindful, be concentrated. Let's say, what is concentration? When you back home from school or from work, you see full sink of dishes, and you know that your mom, if you do not wash this, your mom will wash this. And you may take a lot of her time, and she may get angry when she come home with her tire from work, and she have to cook, and now she have to wash the dishes. Your concentration, your mindfulness will tell you what you should do. and you help your mom to wash the dishes. You show your loving kindness right away. So one single action is contained four other things. Loving kindness, concentrate, mindfulness, and your truth, your honest. So to me, my practice is I use my eyes, my ears, and my heart. When I see something wrong, my heart tells me it's wrong. So what can I do to fix this? If you see a piece of garbage, you see it, you know it's garbage. Then why don't we come down and pick that piece of garbage, put in the bin? Loving kindness, compassionate. You don't have to wait until you can save a patient, a person, but you can practice. You can conduct your mindfulness, your concentration, your loving kindness everywhere on the street. Sometimes I teach people be mindful to put the slippers, the shoes. Sometimes we're in a rush. We just throw the shoes and we come fast in the house. I recognize it. I teach people be mindful to put their shoes. Then why I have to do this? I turn around, I come back, I put my shoes on the shelf. So life is the correction. If we're able to recognize that, that's called mindfulness. If we're able to concentrate, we calm down, we recognize our mistake, our wrong, and we come back to fix it. So if we do love our loved one, try to live in such a way that we're able to bring truly happiness to them. At first, you don't feel comfortable to do this because you never do this before. A father never make milk, never make anything for their young boy, young girl, for their baby. But now if the father learned the teachings of the Buddha, the father go back home, get into the kitchen, help his wife make a bottle of milk for the baby, that look beautiful. That can be a mother. That doesn't have to be just sit there and watch. A father can be a mother. But once the father can do that for their baby, the love cultivates more. I have seven young monks in my temple. I take care of them when they were very small. Now even some of them 27, 24, 18, 19, 15, the youngest now is 12. But every time when I'm home, I'm not trouble. I love to come down into the kitchen and make lunch for them. So they can have lunch for the school tomorrow. Because when I do it, I feel happy. I know that when I do this, I have sent my love into each of their portion. So when you do something for someone, send your love there. They can feel it. A glass of milk, a glass of water, but you do it with love. You do it with mindfulness. People can feel it. Even your touching, you put your hands on their shoulder with all your attention, with all your love. They can feel it. That's why we call feeling. When you see someone, you never talk, you never have anything, but you say, I have a good feeling for you. And then when you see someone you love, you say, you tell that person, I fall in love. One particular that you love, you fall in love, is not enough. You should fall in love with everyone around you. Then you will see that you realize that you have a greater love. I feel that I have a very good fortunate. Everywhere I travel, even I don't know anyone, but I still can receive lots of love from them. Recently, I received love from people in Melbourne. So live with your mindfulness, concentration, truth, and loving kindness. Thank you for your listening.
Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. Today is Saturday, November the 7th. I have another opportunity to meet many of you this morning at Ukrainian Hall. How are you this morning? You sleep well? The technique I just shared with you is the breathing technique. When you want to, when you really realize that your physical body and your mind totally tired, and you need to learn how to rest. At night, when you go to bed, you used to call resting, resting time. But the question for us, we said that we go to bed is for resting, but are we really rest? Are we still carry a lot of worries along with ourselves when we sleep? If we are unable to rest, we are unable to sleep. In Vietnamese, the word resting and sleeping, they combine together. Very meaningful. Ngủ, nghỉ. Nghỉ means you stop everything. Only when you're able to stop everything, you're able to rest. For example, if you open your eyes, you still make your making your eyes look around and working. So what is the first thing you need to do is close your eyes to make your, to allow your eyes to rest. Sometimes we don't want the light on. We need to turn the light off in order to make the environment, the surround, calm, dark, so we're able to rest. So usually, when we rest or we sleep at night. Because nighttime is after a long day of working, and your body needs some time to rest. So when you say that, I'm resting, I am sleeping, then you have to stop all your worries. Because even you keep your worry, you still not cannot get off your bed and do what you want, then why we need to worry? There is a story about two persons. He said that in this life, there are only two things to worry. Whether we are sick or whether we are healthy. If we are healthy, there is nothing to worry. But if we are sick, there are two things to worry. Whether we get well and whether we died. So if we get well, there is nothing to worry. But if you die, there are two things for you to worry. Whether you go to heaven or whether you go to hell. If you go to heaven, there is nothing to worry. But if you go to hell, you will meet lots of your friends. And you will be busy to shaking their hands and you have no time to worry. Then why you worry? If we say that I have no worry, it's not correct. In this daily life, if a day we still live, a day we still worry. We worry for our health, for our family, our financial, many things to worry. But we have to be mindful, again, for this whole week in Melbourne. I always remind the word mindfulness. Mindful means be very careful, be aware, when to worry, how to worry, what to worry, and sometimes where to worry, and who worries, 5 W's. Who, when, where, what, and why
We have to worry. This is part of life. But we be mindful when it's sleeping time, not the time for you to worry. If you already take time to have meal with your family, and this is the time that we enjoy together, so is this not, the worry is, are you there for your family? Sometimes we ask, is that tasty? Is that delicious? Food always tasty and delicious. They're always there to serve us. And the important is, are we really there to enjoy them? They are already there to serve us, to allow us to eat. But are we enjoying them? Sometimes we bite a cookie. We bought a pizza, but we eat with TV. We eat with iPhone. We eat with iPad. But no, I eat. We forgot that I am eating. If somebody asks, what are you doing? I am eating. But I am eating with iPad. And also I am eating with iPhone. That's why we always live with forgottenness. So the opposite word of mindfulness is forgottenness. We totally forgot that we are living. Do you recognize time flies fast? Maybe 10 years ago, we're still a baby. No worries, nothing to worry. But look at us now. We're 20, 23, we're 40, 30. We all get older every day. But we look back to our life, what we have received and how we have lived. And this is the purpose of practicing Buddhism. Practicing Buddhism is not only to worship, asking the Buddha for blessing, but we learn how to reflect every day we go through. Every single thing we are dealing with, we are not running away from suffering, but we learn how to facing, how to deal, and how to make problems better. We want to make our health better, our life better, then why don't we learn how to make our mind also better? If we get sick, somebody asks us, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm feeling better. That's great. So then we need to learn how to make our life better each day, even though this physical body has changed. We cannot get younger. We have to move on to our last day. Then there is no way that we step in one place. We never move on our learning, practice, improvement, and transformation. Sometimes you tell your friend, your brother, why don't you grow up? Why don't you improve? Why do you don't change? We expect people to change. Then if there is life have changed, this is something reality we have to accept. And sometimes we expect the others to change, but ourselves, we never change. So what is the word tu in this situation? Tu in Vietnamese, very simple, T-U. Tu. But tu means change. Tu means fix. Tu means correct. Tu means transform. Tu means improve. Tu means make something better. That's called tu. But if you do not know how to tu, you become tu. Tu means prison. Sometimes life changes only one accent. If you know how to make yourself become tu, your life is freedom. lots of freedom, lots of relax, like me. I'm free to go. No pay. But if we have this word accent on, to means prison, in jail. So therefore, sometimes we need to be mindful on every single thing we do. We may make our life change. So I just share with you the breathing technique. And I encourage we all learn this technique and try to practice every day at least 10 to 15 minutes. If you're able to make this become part of your life, sitting down, relax your body, breathing, follow your breath, enjoy your silent moment. This is your spiritual food, food for your mind. Every day you take 3 meals a day, but we never have any food for the mind. We only have food for the body, it's not enough. We need food for the mind. And how to cultivate, how to create food for the mind? The joyfulness. We enjoy, learn to enjoy. When you step out, you're able to breathe, you're able to walk, you're able to hear, you're able to see. Those are all joyful. Those are all happiness. We are looking for happiness because the word happiness is only an ideal, a perception, but we never learn how to in touch the real happiness. The real happiness is you're able to walk, you're able to see, you're able to feel, you're able to taste. If one day we play soccer, our leg got hurt, or broken leg, we are unable to walk as fast as usual, then we will say, oh my God, now I will know. Walking regularly is a happiness. So therefore, happiness is very right in front of us. There was a man who go to the temple and asked the master to help him writing something good so he can bring home. And the master gave him some writing, calligraphy. Grandfather died. Father died. Son died. Grandson died. Great-grandson died. He said, why you give me all bad luck? He said, die in order is something very good already. Chết có thứ tự là tốt. The happiness is when you're able to die in order. So Buddhist or Buddhism means the way to live happily. You bring yourself every day to the better, to the best. You move yourself from the dark to the light, or from the light to the light. Or you already bright. Now you make your life brighter until you are brightest. Do not remove ourselves or move ourselves from the bright to the dark. Some people, they live in that way. They have a happy life, a good family, but they do not know how to protect. They do not know how to make their family happier. They're gambling, they're drinking, they're drugs. They damage the body, their body, and also the happy family. So, Buddhism is not a religion. Buddhism is the way of life. Buddhism is the way to educate us to live each day happy, better, and joyful. I hope that with my sharing through a week, at least you receive some main points about the practice. If you have a chance to go to temple, visit the temple, bow to the Buddha, sitting meditation, or practicing a period of prayer, those are all time for you to rest your mind. Those are all the time to relax yourself. Feel happy when you go there. Why you so happy to attend a bar, a club for hours? Then why we cannot enjoy time in temple even for 1 hour or 2 hours? We know exactly this is the place where we get away from the bad, get closer to the good. Remember, in this life, good words very hard to find. Bad words you can meet everywhere. Very rarely that we can pick a diamond on the street. But if you want to pick garbage on the street, everywhere, every corner of life. So be mindful to make our life. There is no late to change. A day we understand, a day we return. That's why in Buddhism we call Wei. We mean you return, you come back. E, you take refuge. Many days we travel on this journey, and this journey has no peace. Now we need to return to the Buddha. We need to return to the teachings of the Buddha in order to receive a better message. Maybe we have received lots of messages already, but those messages never give us any joyful, or not totally, completely. Every single day when you back home, you check your answering machine. You check your voicemail to see if there anyone leave the message for you. So you return their message. You return their call. Nothing wrong. But now we learn, check the message of the Buddha. Respond the message of the Buddha. So once we know how to treat this body, then learn to treat your mind also. So once the body and the mind can together, we will have a balanced life, a happier life. Thank you.
Xin hãy cùng tôi hoằng bá đạo màu. Xin hãy cùng tôi bái tạ ơn sâu. Phật vì chúng sanh ngài xuống địa cầu. Phật vì độ ta ngài gánh niềm đau. Dắt chúng sanh qua bờ biển ngàn, cho đêm sông